time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Sorry, I got distracted reading one of the texts, Larry. We'll get to the text.
This is the high school.
We'll get to the text.
Brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call Kelly Burt Dozer at 778-1902. They are proudly supporting the youth of our community, even while Aubrey laughs at text messages.
Well, it goes back to we had a discussion of planets in the last in the space news.
I heard as I drove over here, it was fascinating.
Yeah, you want to check out our new friend Kepler 452b. But first, let's get to the high school report. We'll get to the text in the next segment. We'll let you talk to our guest today, who's ready for you.
We're going to have Hillary Hoffman on. It's another one of the former local athletes who's gone on. Aubrey, I always like the story of the local boy or the local girl who makes good, and this is a case of that. Hillary played softball at Rudder High School, and now she's playing for Trinity University in San Antonio. Hillary, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
It's a little nuts here, Hillary. I just got into the office myself, but I think in the first 30 minutes of the show, it went off the rails a little bit. So you and I are going to probably have to save the day here. We appreciate you being with us. There's several questions I had written down, Hillary. I know about you, covered your games in high school. I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about how you got to Trinity, just kind of that process. There are a lot of small colleges that have players like you, players that did a good job in high school but weren't necessarily going to be recruited by the SEC or the Big 12, but there's all kinds of programs that have players that, you know, would fit in that category. But tell us how that happened for you. I mean, I just always wonder if there was any kind of a connection, if you went to a tryout camp. Why are you a Trinity Tiger now?
Well, it started off, my brother was touring schools, and one of the schools that he looked at that I went with him to look at was Trinity. And once I walked on campus, I fell in love. And then, so I did a little research, found out who the coaches were, and at the time, the head coach was Selena Collins, who played for A&M, and the assistant coach was Brandy Sinkovic, who played for Sam Houston and is also from Caldwell. So I got in contact with them, and I emailed them and told them, you know, everything about, like, how my season was, my school, the tournaments that we'd be going to, the showcases for them to come and look. But what's really neat is my tournament coaches knew both of them. Mm-hmm. So when they would come, my coaches could go talk to them when I technically wasn't allowed to yet.
Right. Now, which team, what travel team did you play with, Hillary?
For a long time, up until my senior year, I played with the Texas Stars out of Bryant-College Station.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Brandy Sinkovic, and I want everybody that's listening to the show to know that not only can I say Sinkovic, but I can spell it. And I don't know how many people that aren't named Sinkovic can do that. But, I was doing some research looking on the website for the Trinity Athletics and was reminded of that. I actually had talked to your mom when we were talking about setting up the interview, and she mentioned it, and I had managed to forget that. But tell me what it means that you have a coach who is kind of familiar with you in this area. As you mentioned, she was a big-time pitcher at Caldwell. She went and played at Sam Houston State. She kind of knows the lay of the land. And from what I know of her, I would think she'd be a great person to play for.
Oh, I absolutely love playing for her. I think she's a great coach. She knows the game really well. Everything is very strategic in how she plans it, her practices, down to the lineup and everything. But it's great because she does know the small town background, and she knows what it took to get to playing in college.
The other thing I was wondering about, I usually have kind of a stock list of questions that I ask high school athletes, and real often when we talk to a local high school athlete who's gone on and is in college and still competing in their sports, particularly if they're at a smaller school, Division One or two or something like that, I will ask them about making the choice. Most of the kids that we have on the show obviously are bright and well-spoken, and you obviously fit that category. But I often ask them about making the choice. There's a bunch of kids from our coverage area that I talk to and that we get to know who have a choice. And just say, for example, that choice would be to go to some small school and continue their sport, or maybe go to A&M where they've grown up. They're very bright. They've got the grades to make it there, and they usually have to make sometimes a rather difficult decision. But I thought to myself, with Trinity, you didn't have to worry about that because you could continue your sports and still do very well academically.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I chose Trinity was the high level of academics. And all I could get out of that.
You know, true confessions, many years ago, before you were even born, when my son was young, I always had a dream. I thought if he could go to Trinity on a tennis scholarship, or as I think about it now, maybe even golf. But if he could have played golf or tennis and gone there, I always thought that would be a good thing. Now, you're getting ready to go into your junior year, Hillary. The first 2 years have been pretty successful by what I've been able to find on the Internet, looking at the Trinity Athletic Department website and those type of things. I know last year, your sophomore year, you kind of finished with a bang because you made the all-tournament team as the second baseman at the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference tournament. So that was a heck of a way to end. And as I was looking up that information, I saw that I think it was Texas Lutheran that wound up winning the tournament, and they're coached by another person we know with local connection, which is Wade Wilson, who used to be the coach over at Brenham. But tell us about your first couple of years making the all-tournament team at the end of your sophomore year. I would think would have really sent you into the summer on a high. You ought to be raring to get back for your junior year.
I'm super excited to get back. So my freshman year had a great year. I got second team all conference. But what happened there, which I wanted to change going into my sophomore year, is I was really on a really hot streak in the middle. My hitting was fantastic and everything. And then it kind of fizzled out during the conference tournament. So I really wanted, going into my sophomore year, I really wanted to stay strong throughout the entire season and finish really strong at the conference tournament. And I guess it shows that I kind of achieved that goal with
getting all tournament. Well, see, we've struggled with that here on the show a lot, Hillary. We thought we started, you know, pretty well, and we kind of fade a lot, especially late in the week. That's what Aubrey's been doing today on a Friday. So I don't know, maybe we'll have to get in the weight room and build up our strength more. Tell us, I'm curious, I always like to ask the local kids this. Tell us about life just as a college student athlete, being at a small school, a place which is obviously committed to academics, but it's not like you're playing football at Texas A&M or Alabama, you know, or you're not on the women's basketball team at Connecticut. You're at a smaller school where you're still putting all the time that it takes to compete in a sport and also being a student at the same time. How do you balance all that? I mean, do you ever have time to sleep or not?
Well, sleep is not very common, but I try to schedule as much as I can in. So usually, depending on the day, sometimes we have practice in the morning if people have labs or things that they need to do at night. So we'll have maybe a 6 a.m. practice. So we'll get our practice in, and then we can do our school in the afternoon. But usually it's school in the morning. We get done around 3. Then we go to practice at 4. We're in practice from 4 to either 7 or 7:30, depending on what we're doing that day. And then it's you shower in the locker room, you go get something from the dining hall, and then you go straight up to the library for the rest of the night.
Right. How has it been? I'm sure you had an idea of what you were getting into when you decided to do this, but have you enjoyed the first 2 years? Because it is a pretty full schedule, and there's a lot on your plate. Are you happy with what you're doing?
I love it. I think the school that I chose to play at was the perfect fit for me. I've made a lot of great friends in softball and out of softball, and I don't think I would have had the same enjoyment that I would have if I chose a different school.
We've got a few minutes left on the high school report. We're talking today with Hillary Hoffman. She's a former Rutter softball player who's now attending Trinity University. She'll be going into her junior year, as I said, coming off a big sophomore season where she finished strong and she made the all-tournament team in the SCAC. I knew I was going to mess that one up. So, Hillary, did you play any off-season travel ball or anything? What did you do this summer?
I didn't play any travel ball because it's hard to find softball teams that do the same thing as like baseball teams do. But I continued with the softball by coaching. Right. I coached the South Texas Glory U-12 team this summer, and that kind of kept me in the softball mode all through summer.
Tell us, we got a couple minutes left as we finish up. Tell us, Hillary, you're halfway through your college career. And you're still young. I'm guessing you're around 20, 19 or 20. So it might be a hard question to ask, but tell us about the future. I'm sure you want to, make all conference and help the Trinity Tigers go to the playoffs and win the national championship and be crowned champions of the universe and that kind of thing. But beyond that, do you know for sure, not all of us are blessed to know real early. Do you know what you want to do? I mean, you've put a lot of your life into softball. Maybe you want to be a coach. Lord knows, I'm sure you don't want to be a sports writer or a radio broadcaster, although you could. But what do you have in terms of future plans?
I've done a lot of nonprofit work, and so if I can continue with that, that would be great. But I also want to go into the advertising side of business. I'm a communication major, so I've done a lot of advertising and marketing work, and it's what I really love to do. And if I could do that for the rest of my life while doing something with nonprofit work, that would be ultimately my goal.
That'd be perfect. But, my son, who I mentioned earlier in the segment, works for a faith-based nonprofit out in Abilene. I'm sure they could always use help. Sadly, with the way Aubrey and I handled the show this week, I'm not sure if the show might be turning into a nonprofit. So maybe we could get you to do some marketing and advertising for us. The last thing, and Hillary, thanks so much. I really enjoyed talking to you. I don't know if I really got to talk to you very much during your high school career other than seeing you from the press box or back when you were playing up in the bleachers. I wasn't even in the press box. But it's been really great talking to you. Just real quickly, can you tell us what you think about Rutter's softball program? You were part of the building process. It's a new school. Brian had an established program which had won state in the past and always was good, and you guys kind of had to start from scratch. You were part of that. Do you see them going the right way? Do you have high hopes for what they're going to do?
I do. I definitely do, especially with their new coach that they have. I haven't met her, or talk to her, but everything that I've heard has been great. And Rutgers, obviously, we're still building, but I think they are building in the right direction.
Okay. All right, that's Hillary Hoffman, former Rutgers softball player, now in second baseman for Trinity University, going into her junior year. Nice enough to spend part of her Friday afternoon with us. Hillary, I appreciate it. You did great, and I feel like you saved the show for Aubrey and I, and Lord knows that we needed it. So,
thanks for having me.
We hope you have a great junior year, and one of these days we might try to see if we can get you back on.
All right. Thank you.
Aubrey, I marvel at this.
You were the only one prepared all day, Larry.
These young people, you know, she's getting ready to go into her junior year of college. But when I was that age, and I was a reporter, I worked for the paper, and if you'd have asked me a question, you'd have just got blank air because it was intimidating.
Larry, I ask you questions now.
I know.
So.
These kids these days are really great. I enjoy talking to her, and I find those kind of athletes so interesting. You know, she was a good player at Rutter, but she wasn't an All-State player. She wasn't first-team All-Brazos Valley, but she's made the most out of her opportunity, and God bless her. She's going to Trinity. She's playing ball. She's getting an education. I'm all for that.
Yeah, no doubt. You had a solid effort today on the High School Report, Larry. The High School Report brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Burt Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.